Welcome to the Sandler Foundations, Chapter 4, Identifying Reasons for Doing Business, Pain. The following audio is copyrighted by Sandler Systems Incorporated, protected by U.S. copyright laws, and all Sandler Foundations material is for your personal use and is not to be disseminated to any other person. Here's your trainer, Mike Montague.
Hi, and welcome to the Pain Step. In this step, we're going to be identifying reasons for doing business. Now, it's important to pause here and talk about the qualification process. In the last two steps of the submarine, we talked about bonding and rapport and upfront contracts. Those set the stage for the sale, and they build the relationship so that we get honest and open answers to the next three steps. First, pain. Do they have a problem that we can solve? Second, the budget. Do they have money to invest to solve the problem? And third, their decision-making process, which is, are they going to make a good decision and one that's favorable when we get to the presentation step? After that, we do the post-sell. So right now, we're in the qualification steps, pain, budget, and decision. In pain, we're going to learn more about our customers. Think of this as an interview where you're the news reporter and you want to uncover their reasons for doing business. We'll talk about four buying motives of why prospects become your customers. We'll talk about why some prospects don't deserve to become your customers. And describe pain in Sandler terms and the different levels of pain. So remember, we're trying to uncover their reasons for doing business, their budget to solve the problem, and their decision-making process. If we can get those three, we can design a presentation and a fulfillment step that will close early, close often, and close easily. Before you commit your time, money, and effort into creating and presenting proposals and presentations or demonstrations or research, there's two things that you need to know. You must have a qualified opportunity, and you must have a prospect that's willing to say yes or no if you solve their problem. This means that you need to figure out if your product or service meets the prospect's needs. They have a problem that you can solve, and if they're willing to invest the time, money, and energy to solve their problem, and they have the authority to say yes or no, should you be able to solve their problem? In order to be the most effective and efficient with your time, you must present only to people who are willing and able to say yes if your presentation meets their criteria. Or they're going to say no if it doesn't. Don't waste your time and money on presenting and proposing to people who can't say yes. There's two Sandler rules that you need to remember. Number one, prospects buy for their reasons, not the salesperson's reasons. As we start the sales interview, it's important to remember that nobody cares about your products or services until they have a reason to buy them. They have a need for them. Remember, your job is to uncover their reasons, not to guess about what they are or give them the list of your favorite reasons. Sandler rule number two, not every prospect is qualified to become your customer. One of the biggest time wasters for salespeople is trying to sell everybody. Some people don't need your products or services. Clearly, I don't need hair care services. Spending your time trying to sell me them will not do you very much good. Other people don't have time or money or resources. Other people simply don't have the authority to buy it. Your job is to get really good at qualifying your prospects to work as effectively and efficiently as possible. Remember, work smart, not hard. Over the next three steps of the submarine, we're going to show you how to discover if a prospect is qualified for a presentation. That includes a need, a pain or problem you can solve, the budget, and a decision-making process that you can live with and work within, starting with their reasons for doing business, and we're going to talk about those next. There are only two things that motivate people to do anything, including buy from you: pain and pleasure. In Sandler's terms, pain is someone's compelling emotional reason to do business with you. It's the gap between where they are and where they want to be. For our purposes, pain and gain are two sides of the same coin. Either you're moving towards something or you're moving away from something, but we'll just refer to it as pain. And it can be any one of four different pain motivators. Pain in the present is the immediate, evident, and compelling pain. It's a broken arm or another emergency. It's the stuff that people write blank checks for. It's the strongest motivation and the biggest budget. Pain in the future is what we call fear. It's also a motivating factor, but not quite as strong as pain in the present because that pain isn't here yet. For it to be motivating, that pain has to be unavoidable and an impending difficulty that you're trying to avoid, that you're willing to invest in order to get away from that pain. Pleasure in the present is also a strong motivating factor. This is the instant gratification. It's like buying a new boat or going out to dinner. It can be very gratifying because that it's instant. It comes back to you immediately. However, that's only important, as pleasure is, if you are not experiencing pain. If you have a broken arm, you don't care about the boat anymore. Now, the last motivating factor is pleasure in the future. It can also be a motivator, but it's a little bit different because you have to have a track record, or you have to trust that that pleasure in the future will come back to you. So a good example of this might be a stockbroker. You invest today hoping that you will have a greater pleasure in the future or when you get to retirement. That investment can be made as long as you believe that that future will actually materialize. A final thing we should talk about is interest or curiosity. Often, advertisements and salespeople make the mistake of trying to get prospects interested in a product or service, but interested is not the same as motivated or the same as pain. Interest encourages people to explore. Pain encourages people to buy. And pain goes three levels deeper than interest, and we're going to explore those levels next, so stay tuned. In the pain step, you want to uncover all of the problems or reasons that a prospect would have from buying from you. And you want to help them discover how your product or service matches those pains and those problems they're trying to solve. And furthermore, you can't come up with a good solution unless you fully understand the scope of the problem. So in general, what are you looking for when you're trying to qualify a prospect for pain? You're seeking the three levels of pain that we call surface problems, business reasons, and personal impact. Surface problems are the what. They're the obvious open things that the prospect will share with the outside world. It's the resulting symptoms of a problem. It's what needs fixing. For example, a prospect might tell you they have high staff turnover. Well, you can't go in and fix turnover. You're gonna have to fix the cause of the problem, which is the business reasons. Why is that problem happening? The why beneath the what, the underlying reason or cause of those pain indicators. For example, for high staff turnover, the underlying reason might be that the company has no systematic process for hiring, or they don't have an employee development program. Why does the prospect need what you want? Why would they desire your product or service? How does your product or service solve the real problem? Why would they be investing in that? Those are the kind of answers you want to get in the business reasons, but usually they'll still give you very logical answers about a return on investment, or it would make sound business decision. The third and final level of pain is personal impact. This is the how. How does this problem or situation impact the person that you are talking to on a personal and emotional level? What happens to the prospect if he does or does not invest in your product or service? To continue our turnover example, maybe he might lose his job, or if he does invest in your service, would get a bonus that they really need to take care of their family. You know you've reached the personal and emotional level when that prospect starts using more emotional words like, I'm angry, I'm upset, or this would really be awesome and I would be excited about it. We're gonna explain how to get to personal and emotional next, but right now I want you to realize that you have not qualified a prospect for pain until you've uncovered their personal and emotional reasons for buying from you. In order to determine the prospect's pain and those three different levels of pain we just talked about, you're gonna need some more questions, and we have a questioning tool called the Sandler Pain Funnel that offers you some great questions that you can use to drive those three different levels of pain. Think of this questioning technique as a big funnel. At the beginning, we start with surface problems, and they're very broad, open-ended questions. At the bottom of the funnel, it's very narrow and specific to what does it mean for this individual sitting in front of you. In the middle, we'll talk about those business reasons. The answers to the pain funnel will help you paint a complete picture of the prospect's pain and details about their problems, the reasons for it, and the impact on the individual so that you can come up with a better solution for your presentation and that the person you're sitting in front of understands that you understand what they're going through. That bond and that trust that you understand their real problem will create a compelling case to buy from you once you do that presentation. So first, start with those surface problems, those open-ended questions like, tell me more about that. Can you give me an example? Or be a little bit more specific about that pain indicator you mentioned. Next, we move into business problems and stuff. How long has that been a problem? What have you tried to do to fix it? What is that costing the company? Questions like those will drive the why behind that what we're trying to fix. And finally, we get down to a personal and emotional level. What does that cost you personally? How do you feel about that? Have you given up trying to deal with the problem? Your answers to questions like that will give you that specific person's emotional reasons to buy from you. And more than that, you'll understand, is his job on the line? Is his bonus at stake? Is there a promotion at risk? And all of these are his compelling reasons to take action now. If you find yourself in front of a prospect that has personal and emotional pain, which you can solve with your product or service, then you've qualified them for need. You can move on to the budget step. But before we do that, we have some Sandler rules on pain to help you get a better picture. Welcome back. I have five quick Sandler rules that will help you get a better picture of the pain process and help you keep on track when you're moving down that pain funnel. Number one, stop selling features and benefits. If your questions and presentations focus on features and benefits of your product, you're making it about you and you pretty much sound like everybody else. Especially if your competition can promise the same things like great customer service, good return on investment. Instead, focus on eliminating and avoiding pain for your prospect, their problems, their world, their current circumstances. That brings us to the next Sandler rule. If the competition does it, stop doing it right away. Do something else. If your competition can say they have great customer service, then it probably doesn't matter. It'll come down to price. So stop focusing on features and benefits, especially if you have a lot of competition doing very similar things. Instead, differentiate yourself and your company by solving the prospect's problems. Don't worry about your credibility, your features and benefits. Those will take care of themselves if you truly understand the prospect's world. The next Sandler rule is no pain, no sale. David Sandler warned against looking for challenges. There is a lot easier sales out there than trying to convince somebody that they need something. Instead, find a prospect who are generally in pain now, and then it takes a lot less time, effort, and skill to solve their problem and make the sale. Uncover those surface problems, the reasons, and the impact. Don't worry about the features and benefits. Instead, worry about qualifying your prospects before continuing to the next step. The next Sandler rule, the problem the prospect brings you is never the real problem. We've talked about this in the last two videos, but in your hunt for pain, the logical place to start is at the surface problems, those things that are readily identifiable and that the prospect is willing to share, but they're not the real problem. We have to dig deeper. Prospects don't really reveal their business reasons or their personal and emotional impact right at the beginning. The prospect never brings you the real problem. They bring you surface problems. To get to those emotional reasons, salespeople should use the pain funnel. They should ask better questions and keep digging. If you do that, you'll get to the emotional reason, and then that brings us to our last Sandler rule. People buy emotionally, they only make decisions intellectually. That's another Sandler rule that talks about the personal and emotional impact is the most important part of the discussion with your prospect. You need to determine what the prospect will personally lose or fail to attain if he doesn't buy your product or service from you. What additional problems would then be created? How much will it cost the individual in terms of money or emotional strain if the problem isn't solved? A good emotional reason can overcome any intellectual objection. So a good why will overcome any how do I buy your product or service. Next, we're going to talk about how to summarize the pain step and move on to the budget step. But remember, uncovering emotional pain is the single most important thing you can do as a salesperson. Now that you've led the prospect through the pain funnel and you've discovered 3 to 5 compelling emotional reasons for him or her to do business with you, you're now ready to summarize that information for them and close the door on the pain compartment of the submarine. it's important to recap your discussion and gain agreement on the pain before you move on in the sales process, because you want to make sure that you're on the same page, you understand the information, and you also want to remind that prospect of the depth of the pain and his desire to relieve it. There's some steps you follow here in reviewing the pain step. That is, review all of the pains, identify the costs of the pains, summarize the consequences and continuance of the pain, get validation from the prospect that you have completely understood the pain and you've covered all the aspects of it, and finally, get a verbal confirmation that you have stated all the pains completely and correctly. When you've gathered sufficient information about the pain, the surface problems, the business reasons, and the personal impact, and when you've summarized the pain, you're ready to move on to the budget process. But before we do that, we're going to wrap up this whole pain lesson for you and summarize the pain step in the Sandler Submarine. Pain is the compelling emotional reason to do business with you. It can be seen in the difference between where a prospect is and where a prospect wants to be. That means that pain, in Sandler terms, may involve a wide range of emotions, such as pain in the present, pain in the future, pleasure in the present, pleasure in the future. However, pain is our umbrella term for all of these compelling emotional reasons to change. Also, you want to remember that prospects buy for their reasons, not the salesperson's reasons, and they buy emotionally and then rationalize those decisions intellectually. There are three levels to pain that we want to remember to uncover: the surface problems, the business reasons, and the personal impact. All three of these components must be clarified before we can successfully complete the pain step. David Sandler describes the process of discovering pain as follows. You find out just what it is your prospect wants to buy. You use this step to help the prospect paint a picture of his needs, his wants, and his desires. And to do so, we have to employ some Sandler questioning strategies and tactics to uncover and understand pain. And we're going to talk about those questions next, but before we move on to those and on in the submarine, we need to remember that each prospect's situation is different. Each prospect is unique, each pain investigated is different, and that means that you cannot use a rigid, unyielding format and ask the same questions every time. We gave you some questions in the Sandler pain funnel, but you may have to ask three or four questions just to get the answer to one of those questions on the sheet. Or you might not need all of the questions in the pain funnel every single discussion. Instead, you have to use an artfully employed, powerful Sandler questioning process to uncover pain and have a real, open, and honest discussion about the problems and the impact of those problems with your prospect. Take the time now to complete your lessons learned and your knowledge testing. And until next time, good luck and good selling.
Glad you joined us for Chapter 4. Identifying Reasons for Doing Business, Pain. Next in the Sandler Foundations, Chapter 5, Questioning Strategies.